But I'm going to kick it off, and I'm going to roll it over to Elizabeth, and we'll kind of go back and forth a little bit, because we have been in this business, each of us, for about 18 years. And we started our business with a philosophy a little bit different than the philosophy we currently have for building team. And it's not guesswork. I want you to know that we have pretty much interrogated different organizations, looking at their results. We didn't really want to ask all of them because some of them we didn't like the results. But we have been spending some time with the teams who have the most ring earners, the highest income earners, and we have, I believe, captured their secrets. So, Elizabeth, I'm going to roll it to you.
Well, thank you, Teresa. I'm excited about this call. I think I think this is a critical part for everyone to understand. We're going to literally take you through all the different phases of your business. If you're brand new, building to the director position, we're gonna talk about how to build. We're gonna talk about how to build from the director to executive director and executive director and beyond. And if you're already a director and you're not executive director yet, we're going to address some issues for you too. So we should literally have a game plan for everyone on this call. We're going to try to make this very clear so that everybody understands. And you know, we want to have this call because the way what we're about to lay out is a philosophy. The philosophy is, you know, it's about building teams. It's about creating a leveraged income. And it's about, using human nature, to our advantage. And that sounds horrible, but, you know, when you're really trying to help people achieve their goals, you want to be able to help them in the greatest way possible. And we believe that the strategy we are about to lay out, based on what Teresa said, literally based on us for 18 years watching what has happened and for us talking to a number of leaders in the company and literally witnessing the results of what happened. One of the things people go, well, why are you having this conversation now? Well, I'll tell you why. The contest that the company ran over the last the first 6 months of the year really exposed some weaknesses in what we believe. So I use the term weaknesses, and I think maybe it is a weakness. Maybe some gaps in people's understanding of how we build the business, why we build the business, the tools we build the business with. And so Teresa and I have been having this conversation over the last month or so about how important this training was and decided, of course, to roll it out on the call tonight. So I'm excited about addressing this and giving us literally a roadmap to build from. Every time we take guesswork out of this business, the faster our business grows. And that's right. What we're trying to do. We're trying to say, you're going to make – this is the decision we've made. Now, obviously, everybody's in this business for themselves. You don't have to follow this advice. We're just telling you that based on results, the people who build with this philosophy have the greatest results. They have the most income. They have the most committed people on their team. You know, it's the results speak for themselves. Otherwise, we would not be rolling this out to you. But you can do what you want. But here's what we know. If you can make a decision in this business and you can make it once and then you carry that out month after month, year after year, person after person, and a decision that's made once carries you through, we know those people grow faster. And that's what we're just trying to lay out to you here tonight. So, Teresa, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, awesome. Good stuff. And I want everybody to clearly hear, you're independent associates. If you don't like what you hear tonight, you are free to build your business like you want to. But we want you to listen super close because we do know, without the shadow of a doubt, the structure that is going to gain everybody the most income long term and the most recognition for upranking and ring earners. So, but we're going to start at the beginning because there's brand new people on the call tonight. So when you see your blueprints, you know, Elizabeth said that she talked about some things being definitive, and the more definitive we are, the more clarity we have, the quicker we can do it. The roadmap's got to be clear. That's why we have the blueprints on our website. So you clearly see what it takes to achieve each level, from senior associate with three members and one associate on board to manager, where you have three associates who have memberships on board and a total of 15 memberships. And then, and this is all spelled out. It's clear. You basically build your structure out by filling in the blanks, if you will, and helping your team fill in their blanks in the right spots so that everybody moves up the very quickest. And when you get to senior manager, you have the structure out there designed on this sheet for you with the total of 50 memberships. And that membership count is between you and all your organization, and it's cumulative. And then director position, which is our last permanent position. So the roadmap to director is definitive. It's clear. If you bring on somebody and you place them outside of that structure, you just decided to take longer to get to that position. So it's very definitive, and you need a total of 100 memberships through you and your whole organization. And listen, we've had people do this in what's the shortest length of time, Elizabeth, in the last 6 months. You've seen this happen how fast?
28 days.
28 days. It is amazing. So, you know, but if you take a year to do it, it doesn't, it's your business, your speed, whatever you want, but this is definitive. So make sure you have these diagrams so that you see exactly where you need people to be placed, where you need to grow, and where you need to be recruiting to fill in the blanks, if you will. Now, from point, go ahead.
And yeah, Teresa, if I can just clarify for those who are not looking at the sheet, essentially there are blanks, and it's fill in the blank. And what we're saying is, as you recruit people, until you get to the director rank, you fill in the blanks. You need three people frontline. Each one of those people needs three people frontline. You fill in those blanks and get yourself to the highest permanent position in the company. And work with your team, obviously, but if you need to fill out a position for someone, do it. That's what we're saying, is do what is necessary to get yourself to the director position.
Excellent. Now, once you are at that director position, you basically have three manager legs. You have three organizations that are managers. You have a manager in each one. Now, from senior director through executive director and above, we have a lot of things based on monthly volume. However, you still must keep in mind what you want long term. Elizabeth mentioned three to get three. Just jot this down in your notes. 3x3, 2 ED. So you have three across, three under those, until you get to ED. Three. That is the structure, the most concise structure you need to get yourself to executive director. Now, I know you've got there's some directors on the call tonight. They're saying, oh, my God, I've got like 50 watt or 20 watt or whatever. Pick out three and work them. And if you already have three managers and you are a director, then we need to keep in mind, again, what you want long term. You want to be executive director, solid, and you want to eventually, soon, not eventually, become bronze so that you have one executive director organization under you. And then when the second one goes executive director, you're going to be silver. And when the third one goes executive director, you're going to be gold. And then it's time to build a fourth one, or maybe you've already started building that fourth one as that person got close to direct to gold. But once you've done that, we need four ED organizations to go to platinum. So if you're building outside of four legs, then you're going to take longer to get to platinum. Okay, Elizabeth, I'll roll it back to you.
Yeah, so here's what we're saying is you concentrate in three lines. You stay in three lines until you are executive director. at the point of which you are executive director consistently. And what do we mean by consistently? We're saying you qualify for 3 months in a row. Once you've qualified for 3 months in a row, so if you're recruiting people during those 3 months, which you will be because you're going to be Performance Club qualifying, any recruit you bring in goes in those three lines. Once you've qualified consistently for those 3 months, you start your fourth line as an executive director. But you don't have four lines until you are consistently an executive director.
Excellent.
Then you start that fourth line because then you can support. If you're solid ED every month and it's consistent, now you know that you've got enough people producing that and some rising leaders that can you can divert a little bit of your time to that fourth line so that you are going back to building that fourth executive director so that and you're going to still be working on those original legs to get to bronze, to get to silver, to get to gold. But you don't want to wait until your goal to start your fourth line. You want to do that after you're consecutively executive director for 3 months in a row.
Excellent. Now, let's talk about many people on the line tonight are director or senior director, and we have a handful of executives, of course, also. So, like, Frank and I have recruited probably four people this month and maybe more before the end of the month. So let's talk about how – once you have an established director organization, how you place down in those three legs. So we, and we've heard Brian Carruthers talk about this, and so this is nothing new, but I want everybody to understand what a power line is. When you put someone under an existing associate in one of your three legs, and then you have another, a new associate come on board, and you put them directly under that one, and then you have a third one come on board, and you put it directly under the second one. And then you have a fourth one come on board, and you put them directly under the third one. That is the beginning of a power line. And because you are helping build depth in that lineage, and you are not giving away any income because, really, you're not. They have to build out their other two legs to move ahead, but you helped them. They're a third of the way there. You are building a fantastic organization. Another piece of this pie that is more philosophical than maybe anything we've talked about tonight is that you are building team when you do this way. If you're putting people frontline, just because you think you're going to, you know, the differential's greater, that's your decision. But to build team like we have seen the organizations build who are earning the most money, who have the most ring earners, who have the most new executive directors all the time, this is the process. It is giving your new associates and your existing associates what I like to call a double whammy. When you place somebody in the business and you place somebody under them, they then have a hope of gain because they've got an exciting person under them and they hope they gain commissions and overrides from them, which they probably will. They also have what we call a fear of loss because if they don't go to work and build out their organization, they're going to see the money flow past them and it will miss them. So those are two strong motivators that we can use when we use this system. And if you don't use this system, then you don't have those powerful motivators, fear of loss, hope of gain. We all function. It's human nature. We function with these drives. They're built in. Some of us are affected more by fear of loss. Some of us are affected more by hope of gain. We all have some of both of those. So using this philosophy to build team does that. It also offers the opportunity to build culture, to build relationships. So you connect everybody. Everybody's so connected this way. I mean, the loyalty, the effects of this long term are philosophically, in my opinion, over the top. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Well, and so I just want to recap really quickly. So in the beginning, if you are somewhere between beginning and director, 3x3, you're building three legs under you, three legs under each of them, but it's all concentrated in threes. Once you get to director, now you're going to start a power line. So you can, as Teresa said, that means placing directly down one line. Now you can do that in all three lines, but you will not go, you will pick one, and it will be your strongest one. That's what you want to do. Your strongest one, you'll place under that line, then your next one, then your next one. But you're still concentrated in those three lines, but you're only going to do that after you have hit the executive the director position. So remember, 3x3 until you get to ED, but once you cross that director part, then you're still just in those three lines, but at that point is when you can start your power lines, which will drive the volume that will get you to that consistent executive director position.
Excellent.
Lisa?
All right. Now, I want anybody on the phone who's listening who wants to text either Elizabeth or I any questions as we wrap up this training, feel free to do this, because I know there are a lot of different philosophies out there regarding building out your organization. But again, we're sharing with you what we're personally doing, the gardeners are doing, we're doing personally, and we're also sharing with you where this came from. It came from the organizations that have the most ring earners, the most income, the highest income, the most solid executive directors, the best culture, strongest loyalty in the business. All of this factors into what you just heard tonight. So we're excited about this. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, Frank and I have not been in the recruiting mode until after this last convention. We have, we've still been supporting our team and building through our team, but not personally recruiting so much. And we are fired up when you realize that we've got, what, 1.5 million customers, and there's 100 million families out there waiting to hear. I mean, that means there's 100 million families, and so 99 of those, 99 million of those, doesn't even know we exist yet. And so it is time for us to get to that 2020 mark. It is time for us to take part in it. And we're going to have the best results if we're all personally recruiting. And we're leading with the app. We have the app now to lead with. It makes so much more sense to have something solid and that is tangible to show somebody to get them excited about learning more about Legal Shield. So I've got a question here. Who do you build a power leg and why that leg? Well, this question would be answered with Elizabeth's information she just shared with you. If you are, well, I think I know why this question is coming up, Elizabeth. Let's say you are a director and you have, let's say, you've got 20 legs started. Start with the strong, I would say, start with the strongest one, solidify it, and move to the next one. Where to put the power leg. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I would start. You pick your three strongest legs. John, Teresa and I were having the conversation earlier and saying, okay, let's say you have five boats. All five boats are in the water, and you can only save three of them. Which three are you going to save? You're going to save the ones that have the least amount of holes in them. Those are your strongest lines. Those are your strongest boats. You're going to save those first. You're not going to go save your weakest ones first. But, of course, understand, anybody in your business can become the strongest line. So So they are self-selecting here. So what you want to do is you want to start with your strongest line. So if you're, let's say you go out and do what Frank and Teresa have done and recruit four people in the next week. Well, you know, if you're starting a power line, you know, you can, if you've got 24 hours to place that person, you can use that person as leverage to make your other contacts, you know, come on board and then say, listen, if you make a decision to come on board in the next 24 hours, I'll place somebody on your team and put that in your strongest line. And then, you know, if you've got two more that come on board, put those in your second strongest line. What we're doing is we're trying to drive the volume to get you to the executive director position. And so just keep that in mind. And as well, help the people who are fully engaged in your business hit their goals as well. And so you should know, we talk about taking inventory all the time. You should know who those people are. You should know who the people are who went to the convention, who are engaged in their business, who are in performance club, who are planning to go to Atlantis. And if you don't, then, you know, and if those, you know, if you don't have those people on your team, then just acknowledge that that's what you don't have. And I'm going to pick these three lines and I'm going to build with these three. You know, none of them are super solid, but let's say, hey, let's just, we're going to go do what we need to do to build our business. And that this is the new philosophy we're going to build with. We're going to build strong teams. We're going to build big incomes for more people on our team. That is the ultimate result, is to put more money long-term in your pocket. When Teresa talks about more ring earners, more executive directors, everyone on this call knows what that means. That means more people in our organization earning significant incomes. And that is what we're looking to do, is simply implement a philosophy that will ultimately help you build your business. So anybody who's got a specific question about their organization,
I've got a couple here, and let me go back to that five-ship one. That was a great example, Elizabeth. So let's say you've got five ships, and let's say that two of them, if you're a director, two of those ships are already doing 20 or more counters. You've got some power 20s in those two legs. So those ships are really sailing fine, but those other three are sinking. So which one do you go to? You go to the one that's going to be the quickest to fix. And so you go to the strongest one of those three, and you lock that one in with some power, with a power line under there, and then you go to the second one that's and then the third one. So hopefully that clarifies some of that. I've got two more questions here, and let me read them to you. Elizabeth, how deep should you go before you stop building depth in a leg?
Until, you know, here's my thing. I would continue to place until you get somebody who catches on fire. And then when you have somebody who catches on fire, I'd go work with them. And does that mean support them with some of your recruits after they get started? Yes, it does. You know, does that mean that maybe you're working two strong positions in two different lines? Maybe so. And so, you know, ultimately, when you continue to place in a leg, you're looking for the builder. You know, we talk about links and leaders. Somebody was telling the story that Frank O'Corn was telling the story this past Saturday that there, you know, there's four, five, six people that were in the business between Frank and Teresa and us. And all of those people are gone. What those people are in our business, they're links. And so you don't know if you're recruiting the link or you're recruiting the leader, or you're recruiting the link that's going to bring you the leader. That's what we have to master in this business is, you know, sometimes you're going to recruit the link and they're going to bring the leader. Sometimes you're going to recruit the leader, but you're always looking for that leader. And when they show up, you immediately go to work with them. But you have to be working in your organization to recognize them when they show up so that you can go build with them. I think that hopefully clears up some of that question.
Yes, and then I've got one more here. So when an associate becomes a manager and you are currently a director, how does that affect your building a power line? And does that manager start a new leg? Well, a manager should just have three to start with anyway, so they're going to be building under their own three, and you're going to see everything duplicate. So that's a good question, because we want to make sure that what we're doing, we want it to duplicate. So you stay in your three legs and keep building power lines under those three.
No manager, we talked about managers, three by three.
Right.
Three by three. Managers should not be building power lines because they don't have the leverage on their organization to with the income differentiator to be able to do that. You want to get yourself to the highest permanent rank, three by three. So you never build a power to get to director, mm-hmm. three by three. So you're never going to build a power leg at any rank below director. So
okay.
So that
everything is filling the blanks until then. So you've got a chart, you fill it in,
yeah,
you get to director.
You're filling in the spots on the chart.
And one of the most powerful things about doing this, team, is the leverage part that Elizabeth talked about. There is nothing more exciting than having two or three people in your pipeline. One of them says, yes, I'm ready to start. Then you go to the other two or three in your pipeline and you say, hey, you've got so-and-so coming on board. Would love to put them in your organization. You know, let's get you started so we can do that. I mean, that's a present you're giving them. So once you are director or above and you are building these power legs, that is a huge part of creating that leverage and that excitement and that momentum. All right. Let's see. Do you have any more questions, Elizabeth? I think that's all of mine.
I do not think I do. Nope.
Cool. Okay. Well, I just want to add to this is that what we're talking about, once you are director, it does require a thought process. It does require thinking through where you want to maybe start that power leg. So if you know, those of you in Elizabeth's organization, definitely she and I are happy to coach anybody to look at your organization and help you decide where to go and to put your plan together. Because, again, this company is rocking and rolling, and we want to be prepared to be able to build out structure to director, filling in the blanks, if you will, and then once director, to solidify the organization with power lines, to build yourself to a solid executive director and beyond. Anything else you want to wrap up with, Elizabeth?
No, I'm just, I want to remind everybody, as you're making the decision to implement this, that, I really want you to think big picture. Think of a locomotive running down the track. Every time the locomotive switches gears, everybody following them follows along that track. Well, if you continue to switch back and forth and back and forth, which a lot of people have been doing, we had people recruiting 5, 6, 7, 8 people in this last contest period. They placed them all front line. And it's like you can't work with 8 people effectively at one time, but you can work with teams of 3. Just think about, if our entire team is on the same page and we're continuing to teach the same philosophy and this becomes the philosophy of the team will grow faster. Your team will grow faster. It's essentially, how do you build? This is how we build. It's one answer. It's not, well, we do this, or you can do this, or you can do that, or we can do that, or we – no, we do this. You do this until you're director. You do this until you're ED for 3 months, and then you do this until you're platinum. It's step one, step two, step three. There is no decision that needs to be made 100 times. We're making one decision, and this is what we do. 3x3 to director, then you build yourself the volume to get to executive director, and then after your executive director 3 months, you add your fourth line so you can build yourself to platinum. That's it. All your recruits go in those lines. They go with your strongest line or whatever you need to do to support your current position. As Teresa just said, if you've got 20 in each in those two lines, that third line needs your help, to continue to help you qualify. Once you've done that, we just go back. This is just make one decision and be consistent. And I think you will see, given time, I think you're going to see remarkable results in your business.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. This was a super, super important training. I mean, the roadmap is everything, having the vision of where you're going, and you can visually see it. If you haven't been to performancefamily.com and you're driving or something, make sure you go, before you go to bed tonight or first thing when you get up in the morning, go there. If you go through all the sliders on the front page, one of them says business blueprints, download the documents, and you will have your fill-in-the-blank roadmap to executive director, to director and beyond, and you will then understand everything that we said tonight makes total sense. So, all right, anything else? So we're going to wrap it up here. You good, Elizabeth? Okay. Okay, team, this is an important last week of the month, and I have the end of the month closure notices here so everybody knows when they can send what in. So the end of the last day of the month is Sunday, and our awesome home office is going to be taking business in Sunday. New applications submitted via the web will be accepted and accepted all the way up to, until 11:59, 1 minute before midnight, Central Time. So convert that to your time zone on the last day of the month. The reinstatement applications, and ask people. I have been shocked. I've signed up so many people who were in the business before 10 years ago, and they forgot to tell me. Well, find out if you can. Ask them if they've been in the business before, because reinstatement applications must be, if they're online, they have to be received by 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, Central Daylight Time. And then walk-in business, which not too many of us will be doing that, is accepted until 10 Central. Scanned-in apps, this is what most of us do if we're doing them on paper. Scanned-in apps must be submitted before 5 p.m. Sunday. And associate services phone lines, which is 580-436-7424. And the IVR number will be open from 5 p.m., that's 5 Central Time in the evening Sunday until midnight. So, and that's, of course, Central Time to assist associates to make sure their things are getting, their applications are getting processed and checking on that web business. So that was part of the weekly newsletter that came out. So that's another reason you want to make sure you always save that. And those are archived in the home office, in your back office of the Legal Shield site, the online.legalshield.com. Okay, y'all, I hope that was helpful. Let us know. We want to know, you know, your understanding of this. We want to make sure it's clear. This call is recorded. You can go back and listen to it. The replay number is 701-801-1229 instead of a zero with the same PIN number and ID. So that's a wrap. Thank you all for being on the call. We love and appreciate every single one of you and can't wait for you to have a great month close. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday, if not before. Bye-bye. Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Great call, Teresa and Elizabeth.
Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Good to hear your voice. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.